This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1564. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded May 11th, DX and Station News on Australia, Burma, Canada, China, Ecuador, Egypt, Equatorial Guinea, France, Germany, Greenland, Kuwait, Libya, Mexico, Mongolia, New Zealand, Nigeria, Peru, Portugal, Russia, Saipan, South Africa, Spain, Sri Lanka, Sudan, Syria, USA. And the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer. Ian Baxter in New South Wales has news of Aussie Radio as of May 11th. Today I noted a new Christian programming on Aussie Radio with Brother Stare of the Overcomer Ministry on both 3210 and 5050 kilohertz around 2010 UT. He surprisingly mentioned new shortwave frequencies for nationwide coverage around Australia, those two, 3210 and 5050. In recent times, they have been carrying identical Christian programming, but at 2250 UT, 50-50 switch to a musical format. Lately, that frequency has been either off or on extremely low power during the late evening and early morning hours. Ian says, I usually note this transmitter start to increase power over a 20-minute time frame, starting at 2000 UT. I'm sure it's not the ionosphere playing tricks on me. Maybe a program that enables a slow transmitter power increase over time. Not sure what time in the local evening or night it tracks downward or turns off. I consider this station still in the testing phase, but transmissions have been regular lately. Guy Atkins, on what turned out to be a shortwave de-expedition at Grayland Beach State Park, Washington, heard the previous and original low-power private shortwave station in Australia, Radio Simban, on 2368.5, May 2nd at 10:14 to 11:02, rapid fire continuous Greek talk, no breaker ID noted. Only Greek talk, but at 1100 they went into Greek music, still no ID. The audio was very weak. And we have a report of another Australian station coming on the same frequency. Jim Carr tells us on the Australian Pirate Radio Facebook page, Peter Tate, the operator of Radio X on the Gold Coast, has announced that plans are afoot for tests on legitimately licensed 2368 kHz shortwave in the next few months, coming from southeast Queensland. Yes, it's probably 2368.5, just like the station in adjacent NSW. Strangely enough, it seems the Australian authorities have decided they're going to license a number of low-powered Australian shortwave stations on that very same frequency. One of the three ABC stations in the Northern Territory had been off the air several weeks for transmitter work, but now all three are being heard again. Guy Atkins in Washington heard VL8A on 2310, May 2nd at 10:35. Strong and clear with country music, a call-in quiz with questions for listeners. And it was parallel to slightly stronger VL8K and Catherine on 2485. And in Portugal, Carlos Gonçalves was hearing all three of them. He reports the two on 120 meters, 2310 and 2325, until shortly after 2100 UT on 6 May. But then after 2130, he was hearing the three after they'd switched to the 60-meter band, 4835, 4910, and 5025. All three were in parallel for the initial news bulletin. We have two reports of Democratic Voice of Burma, which it seems is now transmitting only via Armenia. I suppose it still gets well into Burma with 300 kilowatts, but it's harder for us to hear since it's no longer via Madagascar or other more easily heard sites. Koji Hashimoto in Japan, Japan Premium, heard the broadcast starting at 14:30, April 30th, on 6225, and also on May 1st. Richard D'Angelo in Pennsylvania reports the what is for them morning broadcast at 2330 May 4th on 11595 with a poor fluttery signal. although CFRX Toronto 6070 was back on the air after missing the first 3 days in May. Harold Froge in Michigan observes on May 9th. Not their usual killer signal here at this time of day, 1530 UT. And it's about the same quality as their medium wave, CFRB 1010. Just about every day we continue to log many more Firedrake frequencies. That's the traditional all music jamming from China, mostly against Sound of Hope, but also against Voice of Tibet and other stations the CHICOM don't like. Rather than try to enumerate all the frequencies here, I'll just refer you to the new issue of DX Listening Digest 11-19 via worldofradio.org. Reports not only from me, but many other listeners are now tuning Firedrake frequencies. And Harold Froge has issued another compilation of all the frequencies reported so far this year. Peter the Rock on Long Island has put together a program schedule for China Radio International in English. He says the way things are going, it probably will not be long before the only reliable shortwave signal available to us throughout a large part of the day will be coming from China. They have four different program blocks. China Drive, which is recorded at 5 to 7 p.m. Beijing time, starts for 2 hours at 13, 16, and 20 UT. Second program, a 55-minute block with various other features, is heard at the following hours, midnight, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 18, and 22 UT. Or at least it's transmitted at those hours. He's not able to hear all of them. The third one is the Beijing hour program block, originally at 7 a.m. their time. It's at 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, and 11 UT. And finally, the fourth different program is the 7 p.m. Beijing hour program block, which goes on the air at 15, 19, and 23. May 5th at 0454, I was noting heavy interference to Cuba's English service on 6050. It was coming, of course, from HCJB in Ecuador, their only remaining shortwave frequency on the air from inside Ecuador. Cuba stopped modulating at 2 minutes before the hour, and then I heard HCJB clearly in Spanish as they were about to sign off, playing their national anthem on the hour. And after a few more minutes, Havana was heard again in English, perhaps after having made an antenna change. But at the outset, of note, HCJB was definitely stronger than I expected for only 10 kilowatts. It certainly is capable of messing up RHC reception in North America, which is the only thing which might persuade the recalcitrant frequency manager, Arnie Coro, to move away. Bosandes Media is also planning on beefing up its transmissions from Pichincha. Not only does the Radio Cairo Arabic service on 9305 have terrible distorted modulation, but it's also putting out lots of spurs. Zaharias Liangas in Greece reports 9455, parallel to 9305, on May 9th, though the time is missing. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany calls it a garden fence. Heavy distortion, spurious signals from 9305 at 2030 UT, May 8th. 7 kilohertz wide peaks around the following frequencies: 9006, 9083, 9136, 9157, 9231, 9379, 9451, 9473, and 9529. To make matters worse, this frequency, 9305, and all the spurs are on the air 12 hours a day. A new revised schedule of Radio Cairo from DX Mixed News in Bulgaria shows it's 250 kilowatts, 315 degrees toward Europe and North America, the Arabic General Service, between 19 and 07 UT. Last summer, I believe it closed at 06 because local time went on DST, but that apparently has not yet happened this year. May 7th at 2038 UT, I noticed Radio Africa Equatorial Guinea with a serious problem on 15190. The carrier was cutting off and on twice per second. This means we got roughly alternate syllables from the gospel texture of the moment, making it totally useless. Well, it's already totally useless. This was still going on at 20:55, and finally, during some music at 21:07, it cut off and stayed off the air. And furthermore, it was missing the next couple of days. So did the transmitter finally die? Anyhow, that means one less shortwave outlet, at least for now, for disgraced, convicted, child-molesting, sex-offending evangelist Tony Alamo. Ernesto Palero in Argentina was hearing an unlisted Portuguese broadcast at 16 UT on 17605. Clear IDs for Radio France International. He wrote them, and they denied that they have any such Portuguese broadcast. They used to have one scheduled 1 hour later at 17 on 17600. And there used to be an English broadcast at 16 on 17605, but they dropped all their English broadcasts after 0800, so I guess they moved in Portuguese to fill up the vacuum. But apparently they don't know about it at all levels of RFI. Filed under Germany Non, more bad news via Kai Ludwig, reported in the May edition of the magazine Journalist. Deutsche Welle will close its Sinish Portugal and Trincomalee Sri Lanka transmitter sites. Programs in Persian, Russian, and Indonesian will be canceled before the end of the year. It appears DW radio operations in Bonn will be hit particularly hard by cuts, with employees having to move to Deutsche Welle television in Berlin. This was based on a posting in German on the ADX list by Nils Schiffhauer, and you may also read the complete original item in German in the multilingual DX Listening Digest. Steve Luce in Texas says, at least as long as Kigali is beaming to West Africa, we'll still have some good Deutsche Welle signals into North America. Earlier this year, we had reports that all medium wave transmitters in Greenland were to close on February 11th. But Stig Hartvig Nielsen in Denmark reports in MWDX via the Arctic Radio Club in Ole Alm, this did not actually happen. The 720 kHz transmitter has been heard after that date and is now confirmed to be closing on 11 May. The others will be closed as fits the planning of Tele Greenland and weather permitting. And in Newfoundland, Alan Willey was still hearing KNR on 720, April 27th at midnight 26, reporting to IRCA. So that one may actually be off by 11 May, leaving the others to close down at unknown times. I've heard several times on the English service of Radio Kuwait, 15540, an announcement concerning illegal immigration. Apparently it's an official change of policy they want everybody to know about, involving how to get back into the country if you leave. For example, at 20:55 UT, May 9th, shortly before sign-off. Since the English channel at 18 to 21 plays hardly anything but Western pop music, I prefer to listen to their Arabic service, strangely beamed to Central and Western North America, starting at 20:00 on 17550. The signal from that has improved quite a lot lately. It's supposedly on the air until midnight UT. And with some adjacent interference from Cuba, 17560. They play a lot of nice Mideastern music, but too much interruption for Arabic talk. BBC Monitoring quotes the Aljazeera.net English website about Misrata Radio, a bastion of rebellion against the Libyan regime, talking about broadcasts on FM and also AM. What's the frequency? Never mentioned, but we know the medium wave is on 1449 kilohertz. Media Network blog also has some interesting items concerning Libya. Information on Misrata is available now on a local website. Only in Arabic, but there are plans to provide English as well. It's www.freemisurata.com. Furthermore, Media Network reports a new radio station in English launching from Benghazi, Tribute FM, on 92.4 and worldwide online, to provide a whole range of social entertainment and information. It describes itself as Libya's first free, independent, and urban English language radio station, run by young Libyans who decided that the once banned English language should now have a presence on the airwaves in the new free Libya. Their website is simply tributefm.com. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1564. Consult our website for a lot more info, especially the archive of DX Listening Digests, upon which World of Radio is based, worldofradio.org. I'm gratified by the large response I've received to my request the last two programs for everyone listening to let us know how they listen to World of Radio, via which station or over the web. I'll be summarizing the results in the next DX Listening Digest. Your contributions, always welcome at P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA, or via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. The summer sporadic ETVDX season is already starting up. On the morning of Cinco de Mayo, I was getting a number of Mexican stations in analog TV, channels 2 up to 5, and in the evening I was getting a couple of channel 2s from Alberta, Canada. For analog TVDX, it's just about only from abroad. Via DSWCI DX Window, Victor Gunatilica in Sri Lanka confirms the frequency for the English broadcast from Voice of Mongolia starting at 1529 as 12015. But it was just about impossible to hear in Sri Lanka, although for South and Southeast Asia, it's drowned out by Russia. He was able to hear it via an online receiver in Japan. And even there it was weak, just a bit louder than Russia. On May 5th and 6th, some startling stories out of New Zealand headlined Radio New Zealand May Seek Public Donations. And Hard Up Radio New Zealand Selling Off Pianos. However, another story on May 6th is more hopeful via Media Network. Radio New Zealand promised more funding. The Labour Party says it would restore RNZ's funding to compensate for the government's budget freeze. The RNZ board chairperson told a committee the funding freeze has made it difficult, but the broadcaster can survive for the next 2 years on the same amount of money. That came from the Asia Pacific Broadcasting Union. I've been looking for Hamada Radio International, the house of service to Nigeria via RMI, at 14UT on 21480, but no longer hearing it. Jeff White confirms that since May 1st, that broadcast is no longer on the air, but they are still running 7 days a week at 0530 to 06 on 9610 and 1930 to 20 on 11945. Both of those were heard by Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania on May 7th. I haven't had a decent signal from Radio Vision Chiclayo, Peru for ages, but there it was, May 7th at 0549, slightly below 4790, with a hymn and an Andean touch, and then, of course, a preacher. It's also heard by Ralph Perry in Illinois. He says good signals on May 6th and 7th between 1000 and 1040 UT, a big signal with a charismatic preacher at 1010, the best signal on the band. And on May 7th at 1000, and they were providing a network schedule mentioning a number of other cities. NDSWCIDX Window, Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia reports on Radio Genesis in Huanta, Peru, 4850.7, active again during the past few weeks. It operates approximately from 11 to 12 and 23 to midnight 30 UT. Quite a short schedule. He says with acceptable signal, evangelical programming presented in Quechua, but in Spanish only for some short ads. It has no idea at sign on or sign off, but they sometimes refer to Radio Genesis and allude to the Genesis Presbyterian Church in Huanta. He heard the location of the church, which is the same as the station, and gives the street address. He also found a photo of the facade of the church and the address confirming it. It's on his blog, dequistesdecolombia.blogspot.com. Not to be outdone by Egypt, the Voice of Russia transmitter in English on 12040 puts out at least six spurious signals, noted by Wolfgang Büschel on May 5th. I'll dispense with the decimals, 12134, 12154, 12174, 12248, 12268, and 12382. Wolfgang Büschel says there are rumors that KFBS Saipan has ceased all its services on shortwave April 30th. With some programming transferred to local stations in Russia or Kazakhstan, and there hasn't been much news about KFBS in recent years. They were also reported at one time to have put some broadcasts on KSDA in Guam. So I look at the FEBC website and find that the page showing all their different transmitter sites shows only 7 hours per week for KFBS, but if you click on it, you get no schedule of anything at all. However, it's still in the A11 HFCC schedule with a number of transmissions. I've been checking them out, and so far, none of those have been heard. So, is KFBS defunct? Joe Jacob in India has been hearing a transmission from FIBA Radio on 9770. Apparently on Sunday mornings only, midnight to 0105 UT, in Telugu and Tamil, the latter language he understands. But what's the transmitter site? Wolfgang Büschel points out that according to the AOKI listing, it is Ekala, Sri Lanka. That's a new relay arrangement, supposedly in English, with 300 kilowatts. Bill Bingham in Johannesburg says, what gives at Myerton? So many of their relay transmissions for various suppliers these days are of appalling quality, such as the Adventist World Radio relay via South Africa on 3215 at 18 UT with badly distorted audio, although quite a strong signal. However, the parallel frequency, 3345, is not distorted. On April 20th at 0525, Nick Rumpel in North Carolina was hearing a non-English broadcast on 7255, clashing badly with the BBC, and assumed it was Radio Botswana, based on an outdated listing. However, we know that Radio Botswana has been off shortwave for a number of years. Bill Bingham in South Africa has been checking this out and has come up with the answer, because he's heard this clash too, except it's coming from a spur from Radio Sondergrense there in South Africa, 7285, putting that distorted signal on 7255. And also on a matching spur, 7315, and all of them went off at the same time, 0755, the language, of course, being Afrikaans. Jose Bueno points out that Radio Exterior de España is taking a survey asking listeners by what platform they pick up those broadcasts. This could mean that shortwave is also endangered from Spain. Steve Luce in Houston says they made some noise about cutting or dropping shortwave 4 years ago, but nothing since, so those cuts may be back on the table. Ivo Ivanov provides the new schedule in Arabic of the EDC Sudan Radio Service Darfur program in Arabic since May 1st. There's a new transmission at 04 to 05, except on Fridays, via Rampisham, UK, 11800. Also at 16 to 17 on 15500, replacing 11770, and parallel to Ascension on 17700. All of those are daily except Fridays. The last one we sometimes hear. Miraya FM from and back to Sudan on shortwave has been heard on some unscheduled frequencies besides the usual ones via IRRS, which are 03 to 06, 9670, and 14 to 17 on 15710. Zaharias Liangas in Greece was hearing them on 9465, May 6th at 0420, and not synchronized with 9670, although it was otherwise parallel. And also on 11680, May 9th at 0419, with a test loop, also heard on 15590. However, the frequencies mentioned on the loop were 9710 and 15710. However, it has not been heard on 9710, where are these other frequencies coming from? It seems that Radio Dabanga, clandestine for Sudan, has problems beyond the jamming I've been reporting. This was in KimAndrewElliott.com. On May 5th, a group of Darfari journalists has complained about the irresponsible management style at Radio Dabanga, based in the Netherlands. They started broadcasting from Hilversum since December 2008. However, the historical initiative is starting to collapse due to irresponsible management style of Radio Dabanga, continuing to exclude the Darfuri journalists from every policy of the station. This has not only damaged the effectiveness of Radio Dabanga, but endangered the lives of Darfuri journalists in the Sudan. Kim adds, I do have confirmation there was some sort of labor dispute within Radio Dabanga, a small demonstration near the Radio Netherlands headquarters in Hilversum. It seems there have been some cutbacks in shortwave at Radio Damascus, Syria. Jean-Michel Aubier in France reported on May 6th that the French transmission ended at 19:30, even though it was supposed to last another half hour and is 60 minutes long via WRN. That presumably refers to the frequency 9329.98, measured by Wolfgang Büschel in Germany, BCDX. However, the English hour was still going at 21:35 UT when it was 20 over 9. In North America, of course, all we hear is WBCQ on a slightly higher frequency. Via Yumber Gaviria, news from the VOA Spanish service that they've started a new program called Estudio 45, Studio 45, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Washington time, that is 1200 UT. Not clear why they need to have a new program, but apparently they're changing their emphasis. That's on 9885, 13750, and 15590. I also heard them promoting it and offered this opinion. Naming a program for the studio where it originates, of significance only to those within the building, demonstrates a profound lack of imagination, but hardly the first time it's been done. What if the studio has to be changed for technical reasons? Then what? WTJC in North Carolina has again gone out of whack, putting out horribly distorted spurs from their 9370 transmitter, the worst being on 9395 and 9345, but also extending below 9300 and above 9420, interfering with numerous other stations, and it's on the air 24 hours a day. WWRB will be testing a new frequency, 15795, also improving audio processing on 5050, the only frequency for World of Radio now, UT Fridays at 0330. The low-power narrowband FM relays in Fort Worth have made it all the way to Holland, says Max van Arnhem in DSWCIDX window. April 16th around 1600, WBAP on 25910 and KSCS on 25990. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued May 10th, ANK indices peaking at 22 and 5 May 27th, solar flux slightly peaking at 110 May 20th to 30th. And that's World of Radio number 1564, Glenn Hauser, hoping you've enjoyed the show and will hear me again next week.